If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Speaking of one of the nicest guys in Hollywood who also played one of the evilest bastards ever in Get Out.
Oh, do I love Bradley Whitford?
Bradley Whitford is here. Good morning, Bradley.
Why do I get cast in these parts?
You are one of the nicest guys ever. And I remember my co-host and I being at an anti-war rally downtown that Martin Sheen was speaking at. And I'm sure you hear this all the time. We're like, why can't they be the real White House? Why can't he actually be president?
Mm. You know, this used to be my answer to that. My answer used to be, look, I love Martin. Martin is one of, you know, I agree with him on so much politically. He's one of the dearest guys in the world. But the idea of him being president is insane. Now we live in a time where, God, what a massive improvement it would be.
You'll take anyone that's played a president ever.
Oh, God. And I don't think you could scour the planet to find someone less appropriate. I mean, it's not only like you're in an airplane, you know, and the pilot's never flown before.
Right.
It's like, it's someone who's never flown before and thinks planes are stupid.
Right. And is also drunk. Yeah. You're right. I have struggled to find the analogy, and you are correct on that, Bradley. And you had said, I understand the discomfort with what some people perceive to be perhaps an uninformed celebrity pontificating, but, you know, we have a profoundly uninformed celebrity as president now, so...
Yeah, that argument against, like, Hollywood people talking... You know, speaking out about issues is dead for those people. That is no longer a valid.
Speak up.
Whoever
you are, you've got to be smarter than he is.
We have the uninformed celebrity in chief. You know?
Exactly. You are doing, as usual, Bradley, the Lord's work. You are helping get America covered. We were helping to inform people that the enrollment is open for Obamacare, right? It started November 1st and it runs through December 15th.
So
correct.
Hurry up.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Listen, the Affordable Care Act, 20 million people get comprehensive health care that they've never had before, including people with pre-existing conditions. Of course, none of the ridiculous things that were thrown at it, these accusations of there would be job loss, jobs skyrocketed, that the cost of medical care would continue to skyrocket, and it's actually been brought down. It's actually been a wonder. The reason it's so hard for them to repeal this is because when people take a look at it, it has actually been tremendously successful and needs to be strengthened.
Yeah.
And of course, because people connect this, to the black guy who used to be president, Trump wants to kill it. And they've cut the advertising budget for people to find out about open enrollment by 90%, and they've shortened the period. So I thought this would be a good use of celebrity and individual lubrication to get the word out.
Thank you for being our celebrity lube this morning, Bradley.
I'll be the lube.
I'm going to think of you that way every time I think of you.
We're just trying to... There's two things that people need to know. It ends December 15th. You have to go to healthcare.gov before then. And what people do not understand, even with all the craziness that Trump has done, is how affordable most of these plans are. 80% of people still qualify for financial assistance. Most people can find comprehensive, meaningful health care for between $50 and $100 a month. People don't understand because they've heard, they've heard all this garbage. Mm-hmm. From them.
Yeah, I mean, it's really criminal among all the criminal activity going on there, but they cut the enrollment period in half. It slashed advertising for Obamacare by 90%, gutted the Navigators Progress designed to reach people in their communities. That's on top of the myriad of website changes that obscure information about enrollment portals and PR efforts to demonize the law. I mean, it really is endless,
but
on top of cutting subsidies.
It is so in the spirit of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, you remember Jesus walking through Bethlehem saying, don't help the lepers, you'll make them lazy.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm only 63.
Noted biblical scholar and celebrity lubricant, Bradley Whitford.
That's correct.
Yeah, and now this latest, I don't know if you've seen this, Bradley, but Paul Ryan says repealing Obamacare's individual mandate is being discussed as part of the new tax plan. I mean, they're doing everything they possibly can. And you're right, the whole them calling this a job-killing thing. So apparently Trump is presiding over the best economy ever, and Obamacare has killed all the jobs. I mean, it's nothing.
It's completely nonsensical. And this is a very difficult time, this time of sort of civic dysentery, which I have huge hopes. I really am optimistic because I don't think this will last. I think it's terrible because I think the most vulnerable among us are going to pay for the civic correction, that will be made. But they are, you know, they are not interested. It's really interesting to me that there is no moral imperative. From these supposedly pro-life people to get people health care that saves lives. But what's so insane about it is you can't even reason with them in a rational economic argument. We spend way too much, a much higher percentage of our GDP on health care. This is a drag on our economy. When you get preventative health care to 20 million people, you reduce that cost.
Yeah.
And they are completely amoral and irrational about
well,
it.
The one consistent thing, it seems, about the Trump administration is cruelty. I mean, it's just that there's no other way to describe it, is there?
Well, I call it, it's like moral dyslexia. It is cruel. Against boy everything I want my kids to understand about how to behave in the world.
And they are delightful. I remember running into you at the Hollywood Reservoir many years ago when you were with your kids.
Yeah, they're big now.
Yeah, I assume they're bigger now. You know, Bradley, all the issues you guys covered so well on West Wing, it's like they're all coming full circle. I obviously after this latest shooting tragedy. I mean, I was saying that these issues, that there are people still in the hospital in Las Vegas that can't afford, that their medical bills are piling up. I mean, so we're in a country now where, as I've said many times, anybody can get a gun, but you can't afford to get shot. I mean, that's not a sane world to live in.
No, look, it's irrational on so many levels. If I took out a pistol and walked out on the street and started killing people, I would have health care for life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as first-time offending white man, I would not get the death penalty. So, you know,
yeah.
It's insane. Yeah, but somebody in working in a factory gets laid off, and their kid gets leukemia, and they're screwed. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean,
Trump, you know, cut fund, you know, is trying to get rid of, mental health care funding. He signed a bill, you know, making sure that, you know, the mentally ill have access to guns. I mean, it's insane.
And then had the nerve to say today, this is not a gun situation, it's a mental health situation. It's like, well, yeah, you made sure we're screwed on both counts. So, I mean...
It's like we all need to be in Al-Anon now, because Dad's crazy. Crazy town. And it's always going to be crazy. I mean, I feel like the press sits there like a bunch of professors giving an oral exam to a professional wrestler. You know, it's like, now it's interesting. Why did you think that it would make sense to pick up the folding chair and hit him over the head? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah.
Part of the insanity is these are control freaks losing control. And that gives me hope. And we have to contain the damage and you know.
I love how political you get. I'm starting to retweet you in a stalky way. You were talking about John Kelly. You said, "I prefer my war heroes, not stone cold racist apologists for traitors who collude with the enemy." Don't be shy.
Yeah, I know. My kids see that stuff and they're like, "Oh God, Dad."
Wait, Bradley, honestly, I mean, that's one of the things I just say thank you and God bless you for what you're doing, because that's one of the only silver linings in this dystopian nightmare we find ourselves in, is that volunteering is going way up, and it's people like you that are like, okay, we'll fill in the leadership where the president is supposed to be, right?
Well, listen, let me tell you just quickly, following my Al-Anon analogy, they're nuts. We can't control them. My frustration has been the left does not show up for midterms.
Right.
You know, since 2000, the right, for all their hypocrisy about small government, understand that politics is the way you create your moral vision. We on the left, no offense to Hollywood, we think it's culture, and culture is great, and culture changes things, but will and grace doesn't mean anything if you don't follow through with DOMA. And the right understands that if they lose an election, they run for the school board and start a think tank. If we lose an election, we say the system's rigged and we walk away.
Yep, you heard him. Josh Lyman commands you. Get out and vote.
Command it.
Don't you feel like that's part
on behalf of the acting president of the United States?
Martin
Get
Sheen. Yeah. Don't you think, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, West Wing has had such a new revival on Netflix. Don't you think that's part of it? That people are like, it is so like the polar opposite of the Trump administration. It's just when people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've always said it's like, you know, it's progressive porn. I mean,
you're in my personal spank bank, Bradley. You are. You're my celebrity lubricant.
No, but it's like, oh wow, look at this really well informed, you know, really intelligent person tackle this issue. They're just going to solve it while right. I watch. You know, there's something very reassuring about it.
So you're gonna, and you're obviously doing social media, but you're gonna do more interviews and maybe even create videos with other West Wing cast members about all this, correct?
Yes. And we're doing a bunch of videos with all sorts of people. We're actually, the most important time for this is the last 2 weeks. And so, we're gearing up, with that. And, you know, now with social media, you can really, you can really break through in ways. It's hard because by far the most effective way to get this message out is television. And who's that guy with the there's some billionaire with an impeached Trump.
Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Tom, we need some money.
I was just on a show with him Sunday, and I took a bunch of money out of his wallet, so I'll send it to you to get people signed up, right?
Oh my God, give me you know, because the most effective, if we had his money in this, it would be incredibly effective.
Yeah. Tell us what to do. It's November 1st to December 15th. Tell us what we should do.
What I want people to do is go to Get America Covered, and they'll see all the information there. If you need health care, if you had health care from the exchanges in previous years, go back and shop around because there are better deals. I want everybody who knows anybody who needs health care to tell them that this ends December 15th and they have to go to healthcare.gov to get the information they need. Don't be like my children. Get it done early.
Yep. There you go. The earnest and moral Josh Lyman commands you, and if you do not do it, the creepy guy from Get Out will come and
I will get your soul if you don't get this message out.
Suck your soul out of your body. Bradley Whitford, you're a delight, sir, and God bless you for the good work you're doing on top of everything else.
Great. I'll see you in the internment camp.
Okay, great. See you.
Thank you.
See you in the progressive... German camp. They'll only give us one episode of West Wing at a time.
Oh, man.
And only one scoop of ice cream.
They mean West Wing of the camp.
What?